This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
What's up, everybody? Dear Albie, I'm here with Pop.
What's up?
How we doing?
We're good.
How are things, Dad?
Yeah, I mean, I've actually looked into Italian citizenship. Dual citizenship, of course, not to renounce my American citizenship. I mean, that would be insane. But there is a carve out in the law that because my grandfather was a minor when he became a citizen, that I could apply for Italian citizenship and possibly be granted. Not guaranteed it because of the way he, the age that he was, he renounced. He was under 21 when he became American, and consequently, that makes automatic or guaranteed citizenship not possible. But they have a judicial process, and I think I might dig into that because traveling in the EU is much easier if you have an Italian passport. And also, if I do decide to buy something, I would be in a very favorable tax position. Citizens pay a lot less taxes than foreigners. So I would definitely flirt with the idea of it. We'll see.
I feel like that would be it'd be quite the extreme kind of move, but I'm not against it. Have a little compound kind of situation.
Yeah, it's kind of like my grandparents in the 50s bought a condominium, small place, two bedrooms, lovely little living area, and a very small kitchen in the 50s, and I spent almost all my vacations there because we didn't have money to go on vacation. You know, we certainly never went to Europe or anywhere exotic. I think we went on one vacation to Jamaica in my whole childhood. And I would love to buy that unit. And it sounds maybe a little sentimental and corny, but the unit specifically, you couldn't give me for free a different unit in the same complex. I would never want to live there, but I would love to own that unit and the exact spot where my grandparents bought. I've even gone to the trouble of sending a letter and some relatives to knock on the door to talk to the current owners and say, hey, when you decide to leave, would you give us a call? Mm-hmm. We'd like to talk about buying the place. And I sent a letter out to them as well, reinforcing that. So it's just something that I guess I'm getting older and I'm getting more sentimental. But I would love to be able to say, hey, guys, there's an apartment that I really don't care too much about. It's not that fancy schmancy. You go down there. Here's the keys. You want to go to Florida for the weekend for a couple of days. You're in Fort Lauderdale. You've got a place. You don't have to rent in a hotel. It's clean, it's modern, it's neat and new, and it's very comfortable, and go crash. And it would extend to lots of people. You know, maybe I couldn't Airbnb it because it wouldn't work legally. But, you know, it would be a lot of fun just to have a place to say, you know what, screw it. Let's go to Florida, get a ticket, round trip tomorrow, come back tomorrow. We'll just spend a day in Florida. That would be fun.
I mean, you seem like you're ready to jet set. That's what it seems like.
I like to travel a lot. I do. I've long time wanted to do Switzerland. I want to do Ireland, Scotland. I definitely want to do Amsterdam, all through Holland. I want to do more of Germany because we went to Munich, obviously. And, I mean, you would have to agree. We just had a couple of hours to kill, and we rented a car, and we went down to the Swiss border, near the Swiss border, where the mountains start to really kick up. And I'll tell you, I don't know if there's a more beautiful bit of natural landscape anywhere in the world. It's just so beautiful. And I would love to travel more, but we'll see. We're getting there. We'll get around.
We have another guest. We've just been joined by Christopher.
Hello.
Chris, Dad's basically going on and on. He's trying to buy places in Florida. Buy places in Italy.
It's been a pretty boring podcast so far, Chris. You didn't miss it.
Yeah, I had a feeling that's why I came down.
I didn't want to say it.
Thank you for rescuing us.
You know, but to, you know, for the record, I did not text him. You know, but you know, we're here. We were just updating the community really quick. I mean, you know, Dad.
Have you not been doing Dear Albies?
I have. You know, Chell and I have been doing
the wedding. Slowed it down.
Well, no, the wedding. Well, obviously, the wedding did slow it down. But you know, we were just going to give quick blush. You know, first, you know, I want to get into the questions because I know I've been wedding. To death, everything with everyone. Any quick reactions from you?
No, I'm also wedding to death. I'm very happy to change the subject.
You're good. You're good on this?
Yeah, pretty consistent for a pretty long time.
Yeah, but you know, we had a couple people write in. There is one question that I will answer about the wedding just from you guys on the community side. Got this a handful of times, but this one here, this is from, I'm trying to, my. Hi, just wondering, did Chelsea end up covering her tattoo during the Italian wedding? Congrats to Albie and Chelsea. She did not. She didn't cover the tat.
Hmm.
And I...
I didn't notice it.
They didn't really notice it, to be honest with you. So we're good there.
But she'd be very helpful in a... if we were navigating and lost our compass, that would be very key to have that tattoo around.
It's certainly helpful.
So we could always find north.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy one there. We had a bunch of chimes from last week's episode. Dad, I know you're an avid listener to the show, where the mom of a boy who got his heart broken asked us if she should call the mother of the boy who took her son's girlfriend, and I didn't get to it in time to stop her. She ended up reaching out to the mom, and the conversation was a total blow up in their face. A lot of chimes about that, where people were saying the mother should be staying out of the kids' lives. And, you know, I was talking about it upstairs with you. You seemed actually very annoyed by that, too.
No, you know, it's crazy because I do know the kid. I know both kids.
Similar story.
Right? In a very similar story. It's a parallel story. It's a miracle. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. So I do know both kids. That are not really involved, but kind of.
So, like this.
Anyway, I know both kids. Okay.
I don't. So I will be very honest.
The moms. Well, one mom went after the other mom, and used terms like "it's wrong on so many levels." It's wrong. It's wrong. And the funny part is, the boys are like cool.
The boy's got no problem.
Yeah, you call the girl's mom here.
They're chilling.
And say, hey, what's happening? Why'd your daughter do that to my son? You don't go to the son.
I don't think you call any mom.
You don't call anybody. But I'm saying if you're going to say, you don't call, I should start with that. You don't call anybody.
So let's give a big picture lesson to all the moms out there, okay? Having a wife like Caroline Manzo and a mom for the other rest of you in the room, like Caroline Manzo, that teaches us that, you know, the mother, the lioness of motherhood is ignited when there are issues like that a broken heart. Your son's upset. He feels betrayed or whatever. In any situation, not this exact one. That at least gives you license, a little bit of a license, to call the other mother and say, what the hell's going on? This is effed up. Why is this kid doing this? They're supposed to be friends, blah, blah, blah. But that didn't happen here. What happened is I think the mom was desirous of the kid to be with the girl. And it didn't really phase the son.
So you think she was trying to win her back for her own?
She thought they were a good match. She thought she was a good girl.
So she's essentially, you think, in this situation, trying to create issues with the other mother, so it shakes them off the girl. Like this is
Yeah. Wow. In other words, like they're saying, like, you know, that's messed up, so that maybe the kid in question that's kind of seeing the girl now, would feel bad and abandon, and then maybe there's a shot at least of that girl going back with the other kid, the mom that's complaining's son, which of course there's no guarantees to that. But I think the caveat was in this particular situation was that they never had a relationship. They weren't even like dating. They were just, you know, they chilled out together a couple of times or whatever. But you know, I found it to be the moral of the story is, you know, I get the whole being a good mom thing, loving your kid more than anything in the world and never wanting to see your kid hurt. But don't bring yourself into it. In other words, the kid's not hurt. Both boys are pals, chumming it up like crazy. Every day in school, inseparable. No issue. The moms now are at odds.
So these moms have, yeah, you know, it just seems to be that's
but for no reason. For no reason.
But I'm trying to, I was actually, when I got asked this question, I was trying to think of something where mom had done that style of thing in the past.
Oh, I could name it. I could tell you. I could tell. This is fantastic. Pre-K, okay? Mm-hmm. You're already chasing little girls, okay, at like the age of 4. Mm. And this one girl said that she didn't like you or didn't want to be your boyfriend or girlfriend, right? And your mother was like, I could kill her. Like, I looked at her like, this kid is 5. Like, what is your fucking problem? You're talking about being angry at a 5-year-old girl because she doesn't love your son? Like, give it a chance. Stop.
Mom broke up a fight one time in high school when she was picking me up, a bunch of kids in my grade. There was 2 kids fighting, and I was like, let's just get in the car and get the fuck out of here. What are we doing? Because I know them all. If one of them say, like, oh, shut up, you know what I mean? Now I have to, you know? She broke up this fight, and then I was...
Well, how did she do it? I never heard of this.
Oh, I never heard that story.
You probably
either.
Remember. You definitely heard it at the time. But now, remember that I used to walk to the... We all used to walk to the woods and get picked up in, like, a cul-de-sac. That wasn't really on the school. You'd walk through the woods, and then there's, like, this private street. And mom was always waiting for me there. And there was these 2 kids fighting... in the cul-de-sac, and there was like a planned, you know, like high school, it's a planned fight. So I tried to get in the, I wanted to watch it, obviously. I was like a high school kid, but I was like, I know that mom will probably like freak out, you know? So I got in the car, and she's like, what's going on there? I was like, nothing, let's just get out of here. And then she's like, no, absolutely not. One of them could hit their head on a rock. And then she jumped out of the car. She started screaming at both kids, like as if they were her children. Like, this is stupid. What are you boys doing? You could hit on your rock and kill yourself over some dumb bullshit, blah, blah, blah. And then I had
so
to
she
deal
with a speech.
Yeah, I had to deal with it for like 2 weeks.
Really?
So yeah, no one was like making fun of me. Everyone understood, like, you know, that's what moms do. They break up fights and shit. But you never want your mom being the one that gets involved in like school politics.
Yeah, it's definitely low hanging fruit to
and
get
I had
your
to
balls
act,
broke.
Yeah, and every, I did. My mom had a little like reputation at that point of like kind of like she's the police. Like you can't like be like a kid around mom. You know? Like Chris's mom's around, like you can't curse, you can't like make like a drinking reference, you know, because she's like the one that doesn't let kids do shit.
I can't.
I never even heard that.
Yeah, I was trying to think it through. I can't really. And I know I this has got to be just some bad memory stuff because I can't think for a second that I don't have some great ones where mom's gotten involved like that. But like in hearing a conversation, in hearing something like that where she would get involved, is it a behind the scenes, what the hell are you doing kind of thing?
Or did you
just let it go? Like in a situation like where mom's either breaking up a fight or, I mean, I think that's a little bit easier, but like wanting to get involved or suggesting wanting to get involved in things. Like, I remember one time, actually, yeah, I was playing hockey and she wanted to like call the coach over something. I think it was like junior year or something like that. I was like, dude, no way. Not in a million years. What are you doing? Things like that.
Yeah, that makes me nuts.
Yeah, I you know, thinking about being in that kind of position myself, I don't know. I feel like Chell is going to be that. I don't think she's going to be that person that wants to call the other mom. I don't know. I think it's very, very different. I feel like Candace is the type of person that calls other moms.
Candace is the type to call the kid. Candace is the type to, like, call the kid.
Candace is extreme.
Candace is the type to, like, text the kid. Like, you have something to say to Olivia, you could say it to me. And, like, just bypass the mom completely.
Candace, I could see doing that.
She's very unique, for sure. She's interesting. She's a work. She's a... I mean, a psychiatrist does a deep dive on her.
I know a lot of parents.
A volume of books.
I know a lot of parents that have gotten way too involved, though. I'm trying to think of a couple examples that we all know together that I could kind of reference. Yeah. It might take me a second, but I know a lot of parents that have gotten involved in shit that, like, there's some really weird now that I'm older and like my friends are older. We kind of talk. Everyone talks to their parents like adults. Like you have the same kind of problems. Like, you know, like we're all in the same type of business. So, you know, dad and I, our conversations about work are much different than they used to be. Where it used to be like, one day you're going to find a job, and now it's about a specific oven or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, there is. I don't want to like speak for anyone, and I'm going to get the story wrong, but I know of a in a different state a couple that like that is in danger. A married couple, because of how meddlesome the parents are with like their bullshit and how often they actually talk to an ex of one of the people.
I mean, they're just a married
so like
couple?
Whenever there's married problems, one of the parents will actually go to the ex of the husband or wife, whatever it
I
is,
know a situation like
and explain
that
like, hey, you know, this is going on. It's a real shame. You would have never done that. And that to me is like crazy.
I know a situation like that. I know a situation just like that. Well, let me ask you. Is it inappropriate if a kid is involved?
It's inappropriate in every way. But, yeah, more inappropriate if there's a kid involved.
Well, I mean, if they're like – let's say if they are keeping in touch with them because there's a kid, so they want to have a relationship with the kid's dad or mom.
What are you talking about? No, I'm not even saying that. I'm saying like – When the couple has an issue, the parent will reach out to the ex of one of the people.
Oh, that's a huge problem.
And be like, yeah, you know, this is what's going on with them.
Yeah, no
and
way.
And they're married. Like, how the fuck do you do that?
Do the couple know that happens?
I don't know. I'd imagine they do because if I know. You know, I'm like so far removed from it. That's why I'm being kind of quick because I don't even know the people that well. I just hear it from another couple that knows
wild.
About it. I know it from the ex. Put it that way.
Yeah, right.
Or someone that's like, yeah, like they reach out all the time.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of thing that if I heard something like that, like, you know, it's one thing to kind of keep in touch with people because you build relationships, but it's another to be like telling them your business. I thought you meant like the couple had broken up and the parents kept
No, they're
the
together. Just
the
every
ex.
Time they have some bullshit, which people have, regular bullshit, it gets back to like a friend to get it back to like an ex. It's like, oh, you know, if they're ever interested. But the ex is like, I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, there's the gossipy. You know what I blame, honestly, on a lot of this stuff? Housewives. Mm. I think people really do have their own little storyline playing in their head, and they like the drama because we're kind of trained as if it's a sport.
Yeah, that could be true.
You know what I mean? Like, so I think these things come up where it's like, oh, when I told so-and-so, like, that's some crazy stuff. I mean, there's got to be stories right now where you have people that are getting to parents' age that are like adding each other in the story on Instagram kind of thing. There's got to be some public beef out there.
Well, yeah, because now parents are – I mean, I think it'll get really crazy in like 10 years when the people that grew up sharing their lives on social media don't stop doing that. You know what I mean? Like that's going to be the difference where we – You know, the people that are our age that are parents right now, even, you know, Lauren, she's not a growing up on social media person. Like when the generation between like us and Olivia starts to be parents, you're going to see some weird shit.
Well, I'm thinking you have people that obviously got very, very into it, you know, like the social media and stuff. They just use it to communicate. But there's got to be some parent beef on social media. And that would be some wild stuff. Like, can you imagine, like, getting into a fight and you're getting tagged in posts between, like, your, you know, mom
and
dad?
Well, did you see there's, like, a trend of, like, kids that get bullied because their mom's on OnlyFans? Have you seen that?
No.
It's, like, sad. It actually is. Like, I think they're – I'm not going to get it. I don't want to say it. There's been, like, fights and, like, a lot of things where kids get bullied because their mom is on OnlyFans and they, like – and that's, I think, the first kind of – I don't know. I'm sure people with Instagrams get the same thing. Like, you know, if they have, like – you know, I don't know. I feel like kids –
it's enhanced. Yeah. You just know more about
– and it's like I've seen it. So you used to be like if you had a hot mom when you were a kid, like you kind of got made fun of, right? Like, oh, not made fun of. They'd be like, how many times? Have you seen
it's,
like
– it's your
– like your like right. friends. I've had friends that like they had pretty moms or sisters and they're always fighting other kids because you're boys. You say little dirtbag shit. You know, I get it. They're boys are little idiots. But not saying that we weren't little idiots too. But I think when you have the evidence – when you could show, like, yo, look at so-and-so's mom.
Even
if it's just an Instagram, it's such a bad look. And you have, like, 15 years of it. So it's like, oh, man, like, even – so now, like – not again, I don't mean to be, like, super objectifying. But back in the day, you only had who picks the kid up from school. That's the only evidence you had to work off of.
Yeah.
Now you could be like, yo, look at Tanner's mom 10 years ago. Like, that's a problem for these kids.
Yeah, it's an issue.
And then they got like comments from like, wait, your dad commented on it. Like shit, like that's how it's going to go. Like small towns, it's going to be like, I have your dad commenting like a flame emoji on my mom's picture 12 years ago.
Oh, shit.
There's
that's fun.
Yeah, I mean, look, that I could definitely see that being a bit problematic. That being an issue. Yeah. And you can even break that down on Instagram too. But when you're able to, you know, throw like $2 a month at someone, you know what I mean? Like that's a lot of layers there. That like, you know,
the problem is a high school kid can afford $2.
Well, that's
a month.
What I'm saying. Yeah. And a high school kid's in there,
it's
God forbid,
yeah,
like,
nice,
you know,
shirt. I bought it for you.
Yeah, right. That's rough. That's really, really rough, man. I didn't think of that at all. I'd like to look into that. But yeah, that's a problem. That's a real problem because you got every angle there. You really do. You've got every angle you need to.
Well, because your mom jokes are as old as time.
Yeah, that's
and,
the joke.
You know, you used to stand in a circle and do your mama jokes, like because in Living Color you used to do it, and we'd like try to do the same thing. And now, when you could bring it to the next level and add visuals to it, and you know, use reference points, it's not. It's listen. I see a lot of moms out there that I'm like, you should delete a lot of pictures. You know, like I been following you for years, and one day this kid's going to be fighting because of it.
All around. It's,
and again,
it's
you can go into body shaming and like, oh, you know, you let people live their life. I'm not – you don't – I would never judge anybody for anything they post. That's not true. I judge people all the time, but I'm not for like posting pictures of themselves that they look good. I don't care about that. I'm saying you're competing with like 15-year-old logic. You know, when I say like you got to watch your pictures and this and that, it's not like, oh, you get a job offer, you can be taken seriously.
Yeah.
You're competing with 14-year-old kids that want your kids.
You
tears.
Go
they
from, you
them.
Know, you're they're already getting an inch and taking a mile as it is. You know, it's a whole situation. Guys, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to wrap this episode now and I'll tell you why. I just read the question for today and I don't want it to be a back end question where we cut this off because it might be one of the best ones ever. And I'll just tee this up. We are going back to the pineapple references. We have a swinger that has a problem. And we're going to jump in because we're getting back to our roots. So, drlbmailbag@gmail.com. Let's get this show back on the road. Love you all. Hit us on the gram, the email, you name it. We're here. Catch you later.